Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_edu and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Some spread strategies are a little more complicated than others, and diagonal spreads fall into that category. Today, we're going to dissect what they are and how they work. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risk of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. Multiple leg strategies involve multiple commission charges. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on diagonal spreads. We've got Russell Rhodes, CFA, and an instructor at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Russell, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me today.
Now, Russell, what do you do over at the CBO?
I'm one of the four instructors for the Options Institute at the CBOE. Teach classes that we hold at the exchange and travel around the country and teach classes on behalf of the exchange and also on behalf of the OIC. I develop a lot of the course content we use, and in addition, I just completed a book on option spreads that does include a full chapter on diagonal spreads.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for joining us. And from OIC's call center, we've got Bill Ryan, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Bill, what are you up to over at the OCC?
Well, Joe, one of my jobs is to help investors and traders learn more about options and options trading. We're more than happy to assist callers and emailers with questions about various option strategies.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining us today. Let's get right into the conversation. Utilizing a diagonal spread is an advanced trading strategy, but one that can be interesting to execute. Bill, you want to start us off by defining this?
Sure. A diagonal spread involves selling a near-term option contract and buying a further out one. To be considered a classic diagonal spread, we use different expiration months and different strike prices. Diagonal spreads can be bullish or bearish. Again, the buy side of the spread expires after the sell side. A good time to execute a diagonal spread strategy with calls is when you are anticipating neutral activity at the beginning of the position and neutral to bullish activity near the end. For a put, you would be neutral in the front and neutral to bearish near the end.
A lot of versatility with these diagonal spreads. Now, I think a very important aspect of diagonals is what strike price to choose. How does investor go about that, Russell?
Well, there are different methods for choosing the strike prices to use for a diagonal spread. Generally, investors want the near-term short option to expire with no value. This would involve the short position being out of the money at expiration. The strike price of this short option would be chosen based on that analysis.
And that's always the sweet point, you know?
Exactly. That's your kind of like your price target right where you want the stock to land. The long option with more time to expiration may involve a little more analysis and even breaking out a pricing calculator. This option will still have time left to expiration when the short option expires. Using a pricing calculator, the value of these options at expiration may be estimated based on your projections for the underlying security.
Where can you find that pricing calculator?
You can find that option pricing calculator online at the OIC website, www.optionseducation.org, under the trading tools area.
Fantastic, Bill.
Finally, factors such as the cost of long option and the potential value lost due to the passage of time is going to weigh on your decision when choosing strikes for a diagonal spread.
Now, Bill, do you want to take us through an example of how a diagonal works again through expiration?
Sure. With company XYZ trading at $19.25 a share, an example of a bullish diagonal call spread would be buying a six-month $15 call option at $4.45 and sell a three-month $20 call option at 65 cents. This would total a net debit or cost the spread trader $3.80, excluding commissions. The break-even point for the stock is $18.80 a share. At expiration, if the stock were to close at $19, the sell side of the spread, the near-term $20 call, would expire worthless and unexercised. The further out or longer dated call option would be worth about $4. That's the intrinsic or in-the-money value of the contract.
Good, Bill. Thanks for that example. Now, Russell, time decay seems to be a major factor in when it comes to diagonal spreads. How about the impact of volatility?
Well, the best case scenario for a diagonal spread would be an increase in implied volatility along with the stock settling right at the strike price of the short option. In this situation, the long option will gain in value based on higher implied volatility. This gain will offset some of the value lost due to the passage of time, or theta. Another way to think of this is that we are long volatility or hoping for a rise in volatility when trading a diagonal spread. The passage of time for a diagonal is expected to work to the investor's benefit when buying a longer-dated option and selling a shorter-dated one. At expiration of the option with the less time to expiration, there is no time value left in this option. The long option may still have some time value left. When analyzing this spread, the benefit of the passage of time can be estimated using theta, the Greek that relates to the passage of time. The long option is short theta, and the short option is long theta. The net result should be a spread that is short theta or benefiting from the passage of time.
Ah, the Greeks. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time to get into that here, but we do have a three-part series on the Greeks that we released not too long ago. So if you're interested in finding out more on that, check the series. Now back to the diagonal spreads. What kind of impact does early assignment and exercise have on these type of spreads, Bill?
Joe, early assignment on the sell side or near-term contract and the subsequent early exercise of the buy side of this diagonal spread signals the end of the strategy. It also indicates that your maximum profit or loss has been reached.
Now, Russell, would you mind going over some of the risks and benefits with diagonal spreads?
Not at all. When established for a net debit, the maximum potential loss of the diagonal spread at expiration of the short option is equal to the premium paid for the spread. The risk is known based on both options having no value at expiration date. However, there is potential for significant upside. This relates to implied volatility. At expiration of the short option, that option has no time value remaining. It does not matter if the short option is in the money or out of the money. The time value is equal to zero. However, there may be time value remaining in the long option position that is still open. With an increase in implied volatility, there may be an increase in the price of the long option that results in a larger gain than estimated when the trade was initiated.
Now, Bill, is there anything you want to add before we wrap it up?
Joe, I'd like to add that earlier we mentioned a diagonal spread trader prefers that the near-term contract expire out of the money and unexercised. This illustrates the income-producing aspect of diagonal spread trading. Another scenario a strategist might consider is changing the position into a decidedly bullish strategy by turning the diagonal call spread into a vertical spread. That means selling a higher strike call option expiring in the same month as our previously purchased $15 call.
Thanks for that, Bill. Our time is up for today, but I would like to thank Bill and Russell for stopping by to share their comments. Russell is an OIC instructor, so be sure to keep an eye out for him on the seminar circuit. Bill and his knowledgeable staff of colleagues are available through the OIC Help Desk. Reach out to them at 1-888-OPTIONS if you ever have any options-related questions. Don't forget to check out our website, www.optionseducation.org. We've got a ton of useful information for anyone trying to better understand options. We are also always looking for option topics that might be of interest to you, so email us with your suggestions at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. So you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.